This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for your great love for each one of us. We thank you that you are justice and mercy and compassion and love. Lord, today we lift up our state. We lift up our representatives here. We lift up their families, and we ask that you would place a hedge of protection around us all, that you would set your angels out to guard and guide and protect. And Lord, we ask for wisdom and discernment for those making decisions and advocating for the people of South Dakota. We thank you for this season, and we ask that you remind us that we were made for such a time as this. And we pray all of this to your glory. Amen.
I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Clerk will please call the roll.
Representatives Anderson, Bartles, Barthel, Beal, Bordeaux, Borglum, Bruner, Chafee, Chase, Schwab, Dennert, Deutsch, Dietrich, Duba, Duval, Fink, Freimuller, Glanzer, Goodwin, Gosch, Lana Greenfield, Gross, Hammock, Hansen, Healy, Howard, Hunhaw, Kevin Jensen, Johns, Chris Johnson, David Johnson, Carr, Koth, Latterell, Lesmeister, Livermont, Marty, McCleary, Mills, Milstead, Miss Gimmons, Mullally, Olson, Herman Otten, Overweg, Perry, Kent Peterson, Sue Peterson, Pischke, Post, Poirier, Qualm, Randolph, Rasmussen, Reed, Reimer, Ring, Rounds, Saba, Jamie Smith, St. John, Steele, Sullivan, Wangsness, Weiss, Weesey, Willitson, York, Zickman, Speaker Haugard.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Thank you very much. We'll move on to the approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the seventh day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction. And we hereby move the adoption of the report, respectfully submitted, Stephen G. Haugard, Chair.
That motion having been made and seconded, discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. We will, there being no objection, we'll move to motions and resolutions. Representative Diedrich.
Mr. Speaker, members of the House, it's our first House page resolution. A resolution expressing the appreciation and gratitude of the House of Representatives of the 95th Legislature of the State of South Dakota to the pages for this term. Whereas these pages have served loyally for the House of Representatives of the 95th Legislative Session, and whereas the members of the 95th House of Representatives express their most sincere appreciation to these young people for their service to the state, and whereas the members extend to these young people their wishes for every success in life, now, therefore, be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 95th Legislature of the State of South Dakota that a personal copy of this resolution be duly certified and furnished to each page on this last day of service. Adopted by the House of Representatives, January 24th, 2020, Steve Haugard, Speaker of the House, and Mary Lou Gehring, Chief Clerk of the House. Now I will read the names of the pages, and you'll please come across when your name is read. Maddie Brink. Jonathan Burkhalter. Destiny Haas. Austin King. Ryder Mortensen. Katie Natvig. Mark Fifley. And Madison Stroud.
Let's give him a round of applause. Thank you very much for taking time out of your lives to come here and spend some time with us. We appreciate that. Let's mention the doctor of the day today is Mary Milroy from Yankton. Is Mary here? There you are, up here to my right. Mary is the doctor of the day, part of the doctor of the day program sponsored by the South Dakota State Medical Association. She's a retired general surgeon who specialized in breast surgery. Dr. Milroy received her medical degree from the University of South Dakota School of Medicine and completed her residency at Michigan State University. Dr. Milroy practiced at Yankton Medical Clinic from 1991 through 2017 and retired from clinical practice last May. She continues as an instructor with USD medical students and PA students. Dr. Milroy is a past president of the South Dakota State Medical Association and serves on the South Dakota State Medical Association Policy Council. Thank you very much for being here. I want to mention, too, that we have some Girl Scouts here today from Garrettson and Brandon, Rapid City, and Chester. I think they're in the back. If you'd stand up, boy, I'd like to recognize you. Thanks for being here. We hope to see you back again sometime. Keep the PAGE program and the intern program in mind as the years go by. Representative Rounds.
Did they bring cookies?
Well, I'm sure they would have. They're Girl Scouts. They must have a fundraiser going on somewhere. Representative Duvall.
Mr. Speaker, since we're doing introductions, may I have a personal privilege?
You may.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of Representative Smith, Representative York, and myself, I would like the body to help us welcome the South Dakota partners in policymaking. These people are from all over South Dakota and are disability advocates. They have gone through a leadership empowerment program facilitated by Disability Rights South Dakota. It's in its 28th year. Over 650 citizens have successfully completed the course. And earlier today, several of us were really privileged to participate in a mock committee hearing with the participants, and they did just a really amazing job. So thank you, and keep up the good work.
Great. Thank you for being here. Groups like this make a world of difference as far as people understanding what their opportunities are. So, thank you. Representative Mills. Yes, granted.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Up in the right-hand gallery, my wife Joy is here again today. And for the first time during my time in the House, our daughter Jennifer is here with her husband Andy Johnson and three of my grandchildren, McKenna, Colette, and Miles. Will you help me welcome them?
Welcome. We will move back to the order of business with reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on House State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bills 1001, 1002, and 1003 do pass. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on House Education respectfully reports that House Bill 1032 do pass. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on House Education respectfully reports that House Bill 1031 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on House Commerce and Energy respectfully reports that House Bills 1021, 1037, and 1038 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on House Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bill 1010 do pass.
Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bill 50, which has passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Consideration reports of committees.
Representative Quall moved that the reports of the standing committees on local government on House Bill 1054, as found on page 46 of the House Journal, also Agriculture and Natural Resources on House Bill 1028, as found on page 47 of the House Journal, also Transportation on House Bill 1022, as found on page 47 of the House Journal, be adopted.
That motion having been made and seconded, any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1080, revise certain provisions regarding grain buyers. House Bill 1081, exempt from alcoholic beverage regulations certain uses of alcohol by post-secondary institutions. House Bill 1082, revise the conditions under which a licensed vehicle dealer may display or sell certain vehicles. House Bill 1083, rename the post-secondary technical institutes as technical colleges. House Bill 1084, increase the maximum allowable height of certain vehicles carrying baled feed. House Bill 1085, exempt this state from the observation of daylight savings time.
Speaker assigns to Ag and Natural Resources House Bill 1080, to Health and Human Services House Bill 1076 and 1083, to Judiciary House Bill 1077, to Local Government House Bill 1051, to State Affairs House Bill 1085, to Taxation House Bill 1078, and to Transportation House Bills 1075, 1079, 1082, and 1085. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 50, for an act entitled, An Act to Revise Certain Provisions Regarding the Practice of a Certified Registered Nurse, Anestis.
Speaker assigns the following to Commerce and Energy, Senate Bill 8, Senate Bill 10, Senate Bill 11, and Senate Bill 12, to Health and Human Services, Senate Bill 50, to Judiciary, Senate Bill 25, and also Senate Bill 44. We'll move to order business number 12, second reading consent calendar items, but I believe there's a motion prior to that. Representative Qualm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move we defer the remainder of the calendar till January 27th, the 9th legislative day.
Second.
That motion having been made and seconded, discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
Motion carries. Are there announcements? Representative Otten.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to talk about the little DU event and the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation event last night where we gave away the shotgun. We had a pretty good turnout with that. There's a lot of stuff going on, so people are kind of in and out. But I'd like to announce that our grand prize winner was a good representative for Lawrence County who won the shotgun last night. So,
well, congratulations. Other announcements, committee meetings for Monday, what do they look like? Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Judiciary will meet Monday morning. We'll have one bill on our agenda. It's Representative Reed's bill, the good representative from Brookings County. So the good representative will be under the gun in House Judiciary, only bill on Monday. Thank you.
10 o'clock, right?
10 o'clock, 4:13. Thank you.
Representative Qualm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There is no state affairs on Monday morning.
Well, we're thankful for that. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Commerce and Energy, you get the day off on Monday. So come in Monday morning. We'll pick it up on Wednesday. And since there's no committee, I'll announce March 10th is Packer Day.
I didn't quite catch that. Was it something? Representative Post.
Joint Committee on Appropriations will be meeting at 8 o'clock on Monday morning. We all have the Board of Regents.
Very good. Any other announcements? It's my understanding the roads are scattered icy and nasty all across the east, at least. I'm not sure about going west, but be careful and wish you well for the weekend. Any other announcements at all? Representative Steele.
I move, we adjourn.
Second.
That motion having been made and seconded, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
Motion carries. Hang on just 1 second. We are adjourned.